Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, Episode 97, Retirement Planning, How to Plan for a Successful Retirement, Part 2, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Optimal Finance Daily as we approach a milestone here on the program, episode 100. That's coming up on Friday. This is, of course, where I read to you Monday through Friday from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Now, today's post is a continuation of yesterday's. This is actually going to be a four-parter. This essay will be read over 4 days this week, Monday through Thursday. It's pretty long. We can almost call this one an audiobook at this point. So if you have not yet heard yesterday's episode, that's Monday, you'll definitely want to go ahead and check that out before you listen to what's ahead. There's a lot of very helpful information in this post for all of us about retirement, and it was just updated by Joshua only a couple of weeks ago, so it's more relevant than ever, and this does not have any outdated information. And if you don't like the idea of reading one blog post over the course of 4 days, you can take that up with Justin over at the Optimal Living Daily podcast, since he's the one that picked it out. He's currently looking into planning for his own retirement, and I'm pretty sure he picked this post because he wanted someone else to read it to him. And while you're hunting him down, you might as well subscribe to Justin's terrific podcast, Optimal Living Daily. It's the same premise as this show, but covers other topics besides finance, like productivity, minimalism, inspirational posts, and more. Now, let's continue the discussion on retirement and start optimizing your life. Retirement Planning, How to Plan for a Successful Retirement, Part 2, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. Online Investment Tools. I manage the vast majority of my personal finances using Betterment's online software. Of course, Betterment isn't the only game in town. There are plenty of viable options. Wealthfront, Vanguard, Fidelity, Charles Schwab, and a slew of others. However, when comparing Betterment versus Wealthfront versus Vanguard versus Fidelity versus Schwab versus a bunch of other reputable online brokers, there are a handful of important reasons, according to Betterment, to choose their service. Easy to use. Because I avoid complexity, I knew whichever online investment firm I chose, it had to be easy to use. Reputation. Betterment is the largest online automated investment service for a reason. Their portfolio is designed to achieve optimal returns at every level of risk. Through diversification, automated rebalancing, better behavior, and lower fees, Betterment customers can expect 4.3% higher returns than a typical DIY investor. No cost setup and low fees. I am not a millionaire, at least not yet, so I can't afford to waste money on setup costs and fees. Unlike many investment firms, Betterment does not charge to sign up for their service. That is correct. It's absolutely free to establish a Betterment account. Better yet, their fees are the lowest around. I remember paying 300 basis points, that's 3%, to my previous local broker, but now I pay only 15 basis points, that's 0.15%. No, that's not a typo. Fees are often 20 times lower with Betterment. This is especially relevant considering the power of compound interest. By not charging for trades or transactions, Betterment manages their customers' portfolios for far less than it would cost at even a discount brokerage. Plus, their fees only get lower as your assets grow. Not only for retirement. As you'll see in the following saving strategy section, not only do I use Betterment for my retirement planning, but I also use it to house separate accounts for my personal safety net, wealth building, and house fund. By deferring a little money from my checking account to my Betterment account each month, I keep myself safe from spending temptations. Because my money is invested appropriately, it grows more than it would were it sitting in checking or savings accounts. Vanguard Index Funds. Vanguard, a company well known for its integrity, has been the best place to invest in high-yield index funds for nearly 40 years. What are index funds? Index funds aim to replicate the movements of an index of a specific financial market. For example, the S&P 500 is a popular index. So it's like investing your money in an entire index, as opposed to mutual funds, which pool money from many investors to purchase a limited number of stocks. While there is a slightly higher potential upside for mutual fund investments, I prefer index funds because of their considerably lower fees, relative stability, and reliability. I have used Vanguard for both personal and business investments in the past, and that's one of the primary reasons I chose Betterment. Betterment is essentially a well-built storefront for Vanguard, which I trust. So with Betterment, I get the best of Vanguard, plus at least three additional Betterment benefits. 1. Automatic portfolio rebalancing. Remember that 90s cookware infomercial, set it and forget it? Well, I have very little desire to learn the mechanics of portfolio rebalancing and dividend reinvesting. But with Betterment, everything is automated, even deposits if you'd like. Once I established my Betterment account, I was able to effectively set it and forget it. Sure, I still check in quarterly to take a peek at my financial growth, which is pretty cool because their web-based interface is beautiful. But I know the best strategy, once everything is set up, is to let the money grow and grow and grow, without fooling with it. 2. Tax loss harvesting. Tax loss harvesting is the practice of selling a security that has experienced a loss. By realizing or harvesting a loss, investors are able to offset taxes on both gains and income. The sold security is then replaced by a similar one, maintaining the optimal asset allocation and expected returns. Basically, Betterment systematically finds embedded capital losses to lower investment taxes and increase after-tax returns, and they do this for free. Note, I logged into my account today and saw I've had $57.89 in losses harvested in the first 3 months of this year. 3. A beautiful interface. See easy to use above. Betterment's website takes all the clunkiness out of old-time paper trail investing. 60-second rollovers. Rolling over a 401k from a former employer can help you take control of your retirement. That's what I did with my old Fidelity 401k account. I rolled it into a traditional IRA. Betterment offers rollovers that take less than a week on average, and they have rollover concierges available to assist you every step of the way, which made my rollover simple. You can roll over other accounts too, 403b, 457b, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, and other similar retirement accounts. Retire Guide. Betterment's optional Retire Guide feature will make recommendations for your non-Betterment 401k and taxable accounts, as well as recommend what kind of IRAs you should fund. You can even look at scenarios comparing whether or not Social Security will exist in the future, since that is a major concern for many folks, myself included. This free feature even shows what kind of income you can withdraw during retirement. Diversity. Betterment uses years of investment research to construct a globally diversified passive portfolio based on modern portfolio theory. Their customers own exchange-traded funds, ETFs, representing up to 12 asset classes. In plain English, diversification is the key to properly managing your wealth through market upswings and downturns. Betterment provides this diversity. Free resources. For the casual investor like myself, read non-expert, I appreciate the plethora of financial advice Betterment regularly doles out. Once I became a customer, they began sending me occasional email reminders and advice about my finances. No spam ever, only helpful advice. It is the first time I can remember enjoying reading about finances because they made it easily digestible and applicable to my personal situation. Today's technology is making investing easier, safer, and simpler than ever. You used to have to hire a local broker and hope he or she had your best interests in mind. While there's nothing inherently wrong with a local broker approach, there are many wonderful brokers out there. I've dealt with several. I've found that I feel more informed, more confident, more focused, and more secure with the advanced tools being made available online in today's investment industry. Plus, I'm grateful to pay considerably lower fees, which helps my money grow more quickly. Remember the power of compound interest. To be as transparent as possible, not only am I sharing my financial information in this article, including screenshots, but it's worth noting The Minimalists is an affiliate partner for Betterment. So if you find value in this article and you decide to invest with Betterment, The Minimalist receives a small referral fee. However, that is not why I recommend their services. All of their competitors offer similar referral programs. As I stated above, I personally use their firm to manage the vast majority of my money. And if that ever changes, I'll update my viewpoint here at The Minimalists. Six Tactics, JFM's Savings Strategy. We'll hear that in tomorrow's episode.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
You just listened to part two of the post titled Retirement Planning, How to Plan for a Successful Retirement by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. If you have any comments about today's post, come let us know. Visit oldpodcast.com and share your thoughts. So we will, as I said, hear Joshua's six tactics tomorrow. But before we say goodbye for today, if you do like longer posts like this read to you, sort of audiobook style, let us know. Get in touch over at oldpodcast.com. Sometimes I read one post in an episode, sometimes more than one blog post if they're short, or like today, partial posts so that the episodes aren't too long. And we'd like to hear what you think about the format. And again, if you like the format of this show, definitely check out Justin's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. But I'll leave it at that since he'll be on in just a second to tell you more about it. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.